there it is. The Pep Band is playing, which means it's time for another edition of Crunch Time with JB and Double T. We are live from the Eagle Country 99.3 studio in downtown Lawrenceburg, 20 East High Street. And, we got an awesome guest we're going to get to here in just a few minutes. It is the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers basketball team, undefeated on the season. But we'll get into a couple other things before we get to the ladies. JB, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Travis. Ready to roll. What we got first?
All right, just some things. We're calling it the rundown now. It's just a few things that stood out over the weekend. And I want to start out with Joe Burrow, because this is going to be a name that people are going to get.
I told you he would win the Heisman.
Right?
Nailed it.
People are going to get real familiar with Joe Burrow over the next several years, because he is pretty much destined to be a Cincinnati Bengal, and he won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night, and he is a kid that's from Ohio, Southeast Ohio, kind of in that Athens area, and well, we know his story. Transferred from Ohio State, went to LSU, had a big year. They're undefeated, number one, going to the college football playoff. But what an acceptance speech he had on Saturday night. Didn't forget about his roots in Ohio, thanked the Ohio State team. Southeast Ohio, thank Louisiana, LSU, everybody across the board. Also hit on, some of the underprivileged people in the world, and ended up raising a ton of money because of his acceptance speech. So I think he's a real bright kid, obviously a great football player, and I think he's going to be a perfect fit for the Cincinnati Bengals.
I agree. He's going to be a perfect fit wherever he goes. You were Mr. Draft Chase Young a couple weeks ago.
I've
is that just you flip-flopping, or is there some information out there that says it's... Either way, back to Burrow.
Yeah.
The story's neat on so many levels. You hit on a lot of them, and I think a lot of the people at LSU deserve credit for the story, too, because Burrow transferred to LSU on a wing and a prayer to a certain extent. And if you're thinking it's LSU, it's the SEC. They're a name brand in college football. Yeah. But if you watch LSU offense the past, the whole Les Miles era into the Coach O
couldn't
era.
Couldn't pass the ball.
Yeah, they couldn't pass the ball. So he went, Power 5 name school, one of the neatest places to play football. But, Coach O, I think simultaneously poached John Brady away from the New Orleans Saints to either be the offensive coordinator, at least coordinate the passing game. I just think that's a neat element to the story as well.
Absolutely. It is a really great story, and he just seems like he has the it factor. And I have flip-flop back and forth, Burrow, Chase Young. But when it comes down to it in the NFL, you got to have a star quarterback if you want to win a Super Bowl most years. Sure, there's the Trent Dilfers, the Brad Johnsons in the world that have won it in the past with strong defenses. But I think if you want to be a great team in the NFL, you got to have a great quarterback.
You're not overreacting to Dalton throwing four picks yesterday, I hope.
No, not at all.
Because a couple weeks ago, we were saying Dalton for another year or two.
And they had all their plays anyway. They were videotaping the sideline. No, I'm kidding. But anyways, you kind of saw Joe Burrow with Boomer Esiason on the CBS coverage on Sunday, holding the Bengals helmet, taking a photo with a former, Bengal great there at quarterback. So I just think the writing's on the wall. And my next point was the Bengals have really hung tough with a lot of teams this year. Sure, they've only won one game. Eight of those games they've lost by less than 8 points. Maybe if Joe Burrow's in there, they have a better quarterback, they win some games. I'm just telling you right now, I may be stupid, but I think with Joe Burrow and some other offseason additions, they could at least get back to playing 500 football next season.
Well, you're not stupid. I don't disagree. But it's a league that is designed for teams to hang tough. You're supposed to hang tough. The
That's
league
true.
Has rules that are designed for parity.
Also, playing without their best offensive player.
I'm just saying there's elements
to the Bengals team that I could see them being halfway decent next year.
They have to have all their guys. They have to, with A.J. Green being one of them.
Yes.
And I know he's just a wide receiver, and wide receivers are kind of irreplaceable, but they have to have A.J. Green, and they have to have a healthy offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Who they
Which
get back? Who are they getting back? It's getting back.
Cordy Glenn's back. I mean, Michael Jordan's playing good as a rookie. They got some guys across the offensive line that have been playing all right.
I'm with you. 8-8 next year. I'm with you.
It's possible.
I'm with you.
Speaking of football, the Colts got a huge one tonight. It's a must-win situation. They have been the past couple weeks, but they have to win
this
tonight.
This one is mathematically the must-win. We've labeled the last couple, the Tampa Bay game, a must-win. This is mathematically. If they lose tonight, they are literally and mathematically out, not just radio talk. They're dead in the water. Mathematically, they cannot get in the playoffs without beating the Saints. So, good luck. To your point, my point about the NFL, I expect it to be a close game. I know the Saints are at home Monday night in New Orleans. I can't imagine what that environment's like.
You got to shut down Michael Thomas. I saw a stat today that he has more receptions and yards than three Colts receivers combined. But we're talking about the best receiver in the league.
Colts are going to have to do is what the Bengals did yesterday. I saw Zach Taylor's press conference, and they said, Dalton threw four interceptions, but Zach Taylor owned that. as the coach and the play caller, he said, if we were going to beat the Patriots, we were going to have to make some of those plays, take some of those shots and make some of those plays. Mm-hmm. The Colts are going to have to do that tonight. I mean, Brissett's a game manager. The Colts running game's good, but you're not going to go into New Orleans and win the game without taking some shots and making some plays. And
there is a chance that T.Y. Hilton plays tonight. Saw that on Twitter just moments ago. Moving on to high school basketball, we are going to talk to the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers here in just a couple of minutes, but they've been kind of the story of high school basketball so far with 11-0 record, a couple of wins over the weekend that we'll get into. So I just wanted to get that out there first, and we'll let the ladies do the talking about that. Some other impressive teams here locally in girls basketball. Switzerland County has won 7 games in a row. Jackson Dell has won 9 in a row. And East Central, a nice win over Scott County. So another, 3 teams that are playing really well here in Southeast Indiana.
Well, no surprises there. Lawrenceburg, East Central, Greensburg, maybe Switzerland County. Admittedly, I've never claimed to be a Switzerland County girls basketball expert, but they seem to be much improved, and I'm really happy for them. And Coach Boggs, I hope our girls take care of them if we see them in a river town.
Absolutely.
But certainly happy to see them on the upswing for sure.
And I thought your Lawrenceburg Tigers had perhaps the best win of the weekend, getting a huge one over Batesville to start off 1-0 or 2-0 in the conference. Correct?
Yep. So we'll take it. Batesville is certainly good enough to beat us if we play them, and I thought we were good enough to beat them as well. And just one of those games that if we played a 7-game series, it would probably go the distance. But
that'd be fun.
We played
fun for me,
fun
maybe
for
not
you,
for you.
I was going to say we played really well in the second half. We played really, really well in the second half, and Gavin Yoon was awesome, like he is a lot of the time. And I mean, he got 27 points on 18 field goal attempts, and that was terrific. And Brother Garrett did not have a good offensive night, but he I don't want to say he did a number on Colt Meyer, Batesville's best player, one of the top 100 players in the state last year. He got invited to that IBCA top 100 underclassmen workout, but Garrett made him work for everything he got, and us as a team, and he's a really good motion player, Colt Meyer, and Garrett met that challenge defensively, and Gavin carried us on the stat sheet, but we got a lot of guys that are contributing right now, both in the starting lineup and off the bench. Dia Patel, it was good to get Mitch McCool back. We had to play the Milan game without him. He brings us a lot. Dia Patel's a quickly improving sophomore, and then we've got some depth up front, Ashton Craig and Braden York kind of backing up Kamar Chenault, and those two guys came in there and got 6 points in less than 5 minutes in the second quarter just by doing their jobs and not doing anything fancy. So we're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of guys, and we will take a win over that Batesville program whenever and wherever we can get it.
Yeah, so Garrett kind of took a step back on the offensive side to focus on that defensive matchup.
No. We wanted him to play good offense too. He just
didn't. All right. Well,
but it's okay. He played great defense.
Trying to highlight his defense, but
he didn't miss all those shots on purpose.
Anyways, I was going to say, Jackson Bobo, Mitch McCool, some of those guys picked up the scoring slack for Garrett on that night. But big win for you.
We have a lot of guys contributing. It's a lot of fun right now. And Gavin has led us in scoring all 3 nights, and he's going to lead us in scoring most nights. But he's not carrying us, if that makes sense. He's leading us and not carrying us. We got a lot of guys contributing, so it's
and
good.
Quickly, I want to touch on the first annual Tri-State Shootout at South Dearborn High School. I thought this was a really cool event. Pitted some Ohio and Kentucky basketball teams against some Indiana teams. Of course, South Dearborn, the host, lost a narrow game to Boone County. Batesville was another team, lost in overtime. So the Ohio-Kentucky teams got the best of our local teams and our Indiana teams, but I thought it was a real neat event that they put on this past weekend.
It was a real neat event. It takes a lot of work by a lot of people to put events together like that, whether it's a tournament or just a single-day shootout. Coach Reinhart wanted to get more local teams involved. We would have loved to play in it, but our schedule was full. We play tomorrow night at Taylor, so we didn't want to play Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. It was a really, really neat event. From my perspective, it wasn't maybe as neat as yours, because I went to scout South Dearborn and walked in there for the 7:30 tip, and
they were already playing.
Didn't tip until 8:40.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what happens when you throw 5 varsity games in one day, and 3 of them are close, and one of them goes to overtime. So,
real quick, you mentioned Taylor. James Hollins got him playing pretty good.
No, Taylor's good. So, shameless plug here. I know I'm here on behalf of Eagle, but shameless plug for the Tiger basketball program. We are at Taylor tomorrow night, so make the short drive over there. Taylor's 4-1. They're coached by a Lawrenceburg alum, Jimmy Holland, who I went to high school with, and he's a couple years younger than me, and they're rolling. It's going to be a tough test for us tomorrow night.
It's going to be a fun one. And speaking of Lawrenceburg, we do have the Lady Tigers here, so let's bring in head coach Zane White, and we'll let you introduce your 4 seniors that you've brought along tonight. 11-0 on the season, Coach.
Thanks, Travis. Thanks for having us. We got Macy Radnheimer here, Madison Overteen, Juliana Kemper, and Tristan Dennis.
All right, so starting out, 11-0. This is not a strange thing for Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers basketball. The past two seasons, you've had 16-game winning streaks, so you're already heading in that direction to start off this season. What have been some of the things you've really liked from your girls so far through these first 11 games?
Well, I mean, I think we've made a real emphasis this year to play better defense, and I feel like we're getting there. You know, they may say different because we walked in at the end of the game against Connersville and we only gave up 17 points, and I wasn't very happy about some of the things we did. So I did change my tune a little bit tonight at practice and told them that they were better than I thought they were after the game, after I watched the film. But I think, you know, for us to be good, we know we got to rebound and play defense. And, you know, the old cliche is that that's what wins games. But we feel like we get our offense off of our defensive end. If we can get out and run and do those kinds of things, it helps us be a better team.
Now, a lot of times I don't get to see all of your games, so I am a big stats guy, and you're only giving up about 30 points per game. A couple teams have gotten to the 40 mark on you, so what is it about this team and the team defense that you are playing?
We're pretty long all over the floor. I feel like you know, we can disrupt perimeter shots with our length. When we are able to do that and we rebound well, like I said, it helps our offense to get going because we want to get up and down the floor and push the ball in transition. So, you know, they're buying into to really playing hard and you know, getting our hands on a lot of balls and we talk about deflections and things like that a lot in practice. We feel like if we can disrupt, you know, the other team's best player or best players, that we have a good chance of winning.
All right, well, let's get some of the girls in here. Let's start with Juliana, because when you make a defensive stop, you get a rebound. A lot of times you're the one leading the charge, and I know you like to get out and transition, either score yourself or find your teammates. So that's a fun brand of basketball to play, is it not?
Yeah, it's pretty fun when we get to run up and down the court, because I like fast-paced games. I hate slowing the ball down. I like to get out ahead.
All right, fantastic. JB, you want to jump in here? Anything to ask the girls about the defensive end of the floor?
Well, ladies, great answer by Coach White, and there's proof in the numbers. You guys are giving up 30, like Travis said. That's down from 43 points per game last year. So, you know, to trim an already low number of 43 to 30 is terrific on the defensive end. But, hey, you're on the radio, so if you don't want to talk about defense, you don't have to. Tristan Dennis, true. Madison Oberding, Macy Radenheimer, you tell us the rest of the truth. Okay, Coach White's talking about the commitment to defense, which is visible. I've seen you guys play four or five times. You tell us the rest of the truth, ladies. What makes this team click the way it's clicking right now, in addition to great team defense? Macy, you go first.
Okay, well, what I think just kind of makes us like one team is that we really focus on like the we instead of me. So we're very unselfish with the ball if we pass it a lot, and also positive attitudes. Like we've focused a lot on not showing our emotions, so I think we take the time and just lift each other up. When someone makes a mistake, then it just kind of all falls on each other, and it kind of just brings the intensity up, and the game keeps rolling.
That is something I've noticed from your teams, Coach White, the last few years, is if you get down, there's no panic there, and that is because you do a good job of sticking together, both on the defense and offensive side. You want to add on to that? Tristan, Madison, I want to jump in there.
I mean, even during games, yeah, we all have that team bond where we've played together for so long. We all just basically know what we're going to do. But even outside of basketball, we really all have a special bond. Like, it's not even just the seniors. It's everybody, like the entire team. I mean, we mess with each other at school. We mess with each other before practice, even sometimes during practice, which doesn't make Coach White happy sometimes. But we do it anyways because it's just the bond that we all have.
Well, I say it all the time from personal experience. I think teams are better when they do get along off the court. So that's great for you girls that you have that friendship. So let's speak a little bit about your most recent wins, and we'll bring Coach White back in. 56-35 over North Decatur, and then the 51-17 win over Connersville that you alluded to. So that runs your total to 11-0, but now 4-0 in the conference too. So all your goals still ahead of you.
Absolutely. We have several team goals, and obviously conference is one of them. We're not naive to the fact that, you know, we're happy to be where we are, and we've talked about, like, just one game at a time, and we one bite at a time through this whole conference. And like I said, we're not naive enough, though, to think that this is ours. We're in a good spot. We control our own destiny. But we've got three really big games to wrap the back end of our season up that are conference games. So, you know, we're where we need to be right now. But starting this coming Saturday against Rushville, it's going to be a real battle going on.
That's kind of a natural lead into that next game. That is a really big game, the biggest to date on your schedule. So, girls, you know that there's a big challenge ahead. You're on the road at Rushville. And obviously, if you want to complete one of those season goals, you have to go on the road and win against a good team. So, what are your kind of initial thoughts about facing Rushville and what are going to be some of the challenges in that game? Macy, you look like you want to talk.
I don't know about that, but I think it's going to be pretty exciting because Rushville is always a good team. Like, they have the strength that we may not have, but we also are very smart with the ball, and we can use our quickness and agility to get out in front and push the ball. But they're a very good team, but it's just exciting to go up against them. But I feel like if we could just keep our heads leveled and focus on the win and just get down and get on the floor and get those balls, I think we'll be good.
It's the 50-50 balls you got to win. It's on down the line. Or JB, you got something to throw in there?
Ladies, anything else on Rushville before I ask the next question? I don't know how much you got into them today. You got a whole long week. You don't play before Saturday, right, Coach?
Correct.
Anything else on Rushville? That's Saturday at Rushville, correct? Tristan Dennis is the fourth senior here. I've had Tristan in class. She doesn't speak a lot, at least in my class. But Tristan, I'm going to bring you in here. We've got the four seniors here. You guys have depth. You're getting a lot of contributions from some younger players that aren't here. You also lost some really good players from last year, including Coach White's daughter, McKenna, Justice Chambers, Jenna Farmer. I shouldn't have started naming them. Is that and Heidi Clausen. Yeah, thanks. So, Tristan, talk a little bit about how you feel your role increasing this year, losing those seniors, even if it's things that don't show up on the stat sheet, and then some of the other girls that are making this team click that aren't here tonight.
Well, I think since we lost Jenna, she rebounded a lot, and I think we all need to rebound a little more. And McKenna, she pushed the ball a lot, so we need to get more people to push the ball as well.
And what about your role now that you're experienced on this team? Do you feel, I don't want to say added pressure, but do you feel like more of a responsibility to help these younger girls along the way? And if you could pinpoint some of those younger girls that are contributing to this team.
Yeah, I feel like I need to contribute a little more by scoring and rebounding. And with the younger girls, they help a lot, especially our bench with Chloe and Holly coming off the bench and Kirsten by rebounding and assisting a lot.
Ladies or coach, anything else on the rest of the squad that's making this 11-0 start happen?
Well, I think Tristan touched on it. I mean, we've got these guys that have been around and our two juniors and Holly Nippenberg and Kira Lowe. Both have made big strides to playing varsity basketball. Kira has really been an inside presence for us where, you know, she's learned if she runs the floor, she gets rewarded for that. And she, her post game has really come around. And then those sophomores that the girls talked about, Kirsten Cross, Chloe Meyer, Kristen Rourke, they're all really doing a lot of good things for us. That we think they have a huge upside, and they fit right in with what these guys are doing and how they want to play. So any given night we're playing 8 to 9 players, and all of them are contributing in some way.
Yeah, so it is the holiday season, so scheduling kind of gets tricky at this point of the year. We talked about your game this Saturday afternoon at Rushville. You also have Columbus East on Monday, December 30th, and in between that, you got to crunch in Christmas time and get the girls with their families and everything. So this is a question for everybody. Coach, you can kind of start off, and then I'll let the girls kind of answer. But how do you kind of navigate that week? You want to get in and practice a little bit. You want to have time with family. So how challenging is that for everybody with some big games looming?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, I think, you know, we have a plan. I don't know if it's, I hope it's a good one. We have some days off, and because like you pointed out, we go from the 21st to the 30th without playing. And that's not ideal, but we're trying to, give them enough days off, spend some time with family, get away from all of us. But still enough time in the gym to where, you know, we keep our conditioning up and you know, don't get too far away from what our focus of what we want to do.
Yeah, and girls, is that going to be a good thing to maybe get a little bit of a break to recharge the batteries, or would you rather just kind of stick with it and hit the ground running and keep that ball rolling? How's that Christmas break work out for you guys? Do you like the time off, or do you want to be in the gym?
I think the time off isn't bad. I mean, we like days off, clearly. Like, we're teenagers. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're going to also, on our time off, we're going to focus on what we need to do in order to win games coming up. And we're also be able to spend time with their friends and family during this time of Christmas break. So either way, it's a win-win. We have to just focus and all this other stuff.
That's a fantastic answer. Anything to add?
I think it can go one or two ways. Like, of course, we all enjoy the time off. It's a lot of fun, but we all, like Jay said, we all just focus on our next practice, and we know what we need to focus on. So just going off what Jay said.
All right. And then I kind of always like to peek ahead. I know you want to take games one at a time, but I even talked about this with JB a couple weeks ago. But the Rivertown Classic is something that I'm always amped up for. We cover all eight games out there, girls and boys. And you guys are three-time defending champions. And the draws come out, so you know you're going to take on South Dearborn rivalry game coming out the chute in 2020, which is kind of weird to say the year 2020. But just the general excitement about going back to the Rivertown in January and trying to four-peat with these seniors here.
Yeah, the Rivertown is a cool tournament. You know, having been a coach at Lawrenceburg for a long time prior to even being the head coach, you know, I've seen how this tournament has continued to grow and how certain teams have made a nice run and had spells where they played really well. And we had not for quite some time. So I'm really proud of what they've been able to do and to kind of represent that whole kind of old sectional feel of those teams back when I was young, you know, what that looked like. But, you know, it's a neat tournament. It does draw a lot of people in, and mm-hmm. most everybody knows everybody because, you know, we are from all in this area and seeing everybody at least probably once before we get there. You guys mentioned Switzerland County, another team that I think is playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we will not have to get up for South Dearborn. I think you just mentioned that. There's a couple of teams that we have on our schedule, and you mentioned their name, and their eyes light up. So they'll be ready. We played them once already. That means really nothing, and they, I don't believe, will take anything out of that first game because – once you get into that tournament time, we talk a lot about we play off that sectional feel mm-hmm. and understanding that, you know, if you lose, you're potentially not where you want to be, although you'll get to play again. If you don't play on Friday in that second game, it's not where we want to be. So we can use it as a teaching lesson also.
You mentioned a different feel, and it certainly does feel like sectional play because it is a tournament, and you got to win a couple games in, you know, two nights to hoist the trophy, cut down the net. So, girls, you've been there before. You've won it 3 years in a row. So I'm assuming this is another one of your team goals for the year. So how important is it for you to win that tournament for the fourth straight year?
I think it's really important for us. We just got to come in with the mindset that we just need to play our game. Because if we think, oh, we're going to beat this team because we already beat them, then that's when things start to go wrong. Because anything can happen in tournaments, especially because people are there to win one thing, and that's the big trophy, and everybody wants to cut down the net. So we just have to go in that game, both of those games that we play, and think, we want to be the better team, and that's how we have to play.
Well, I would not take cutting the nets for granted. I did not get to do that in my high school career, so you girls got a chance to do something very special there. JB?
Yeah, get that four-peat, and then those girls that shoot, the rest of the team will get that five-peat next year because we got stuck playing in that consolation game last year for the first time since I've been here, and it's not fun. When the ball tips, it's still a game, but that's not where you want to be, like Coach said. Juliana, this question is more for you. This girls' basketball program at LHS has been trending in the right direction for a while, ever since Coach White took over. But these last 4 years, it's gone from trending in the right direction to being one of the best programs in the area. you've been a huge part of that individually. You've been on four straight varsity teams. Does it feel different? You know, the cliche is when you're winning at the clip you guys are winning at, you get everybody's best shot. When you think back to your freshman year when, you know, we had a very competitive program but not winning at the clip we're winning now, does it feel different now? Do you really feel that, like, compared to your freshman year, like everybody's bringing us their best? Or is that just a cliche?
No, it completely feels different. Like, freshman year, you can tell people wanted it, but this year, everybody wants it on the team.
Right.
Even, like, from the bench down, everybody wants it.
And you've in opponent's eyes, you've almost, you know, you're the hunted now, I guess, is what I'm saying. Does that feel different when you line up against your opponents? Like, you know you're getting the other team's best shot every night?
Yeah, it's definitely been hectic with trying to get the ball in the net for me. Especially when we played Madison in sectional last year, they were all over me, and it was so hard. But luckily, we had my teammates stepped in and played their role and scored the basket.
Well, you individually and this team as a whole, you're not sneaking up on anybody anymore, would be part of my point, which makes your success, you know, even more impressive, you know, in my eyes.
And I was going to add on to that. Doesn't it make, like, every game feel really exciting? Like, sometimes, like, I remember playing in high school, there's certain teams that you're like, okay, I can't wait for that game. But every night, knowing that the other team is coming to, you know, knock you off a winning streak or just get a big win to say they beat Lawrenceburg, doesn't that make basketball exciting for you every single night of the season?
Yes, for sure.
All right, so we have about 4 minutes left in the program, so I think it's about time to turn it over to those rapid-fire questions that we like to do at the end of each of these shows that we feature a local team. So, JB, I'm going to let you lead it off there.
Tristan is the only one of these four girls I've had in class. You are not allowed to say personal finance with Mr. Blackwell. That's off the board because I know that's the answer. Favorite school subject, ladies, go. Tristan, you first.
Starting in the classroom.
Reading.
Juliana?
Gym.
That's all right.
I'm going to be the nerd and say math.
All right, we got three different answers.
I like my online classes for Vincent that don't require me at school.
Well, there you go.
The content doesn't matter just as long as you don't have to be at school. This is coming from a very good student, too, by the way. Here's a question for you. Boy Tigers versus Lady Tigers. Juliana,
he's going off script.
How you matching up?
Okay. Jay's got Bobo.
Okay, easy.
We're trapping you off ball screens, Juliana. I'm telling you that right now. Trapping you off ball screens. What are you doing against us?
Passing to my teammates so they can shoot threes in your boys' faces.
good answer. There's that unselfish.
Garrett Young can't play good defense against us.
Oh.
Coach, maybe a Christmas break scrimmage here. Coming?
I love this.
They might be careful what they bite off.
Well, the good thing about Juliana, she's the leading scorer in the history of Lawrenceburg High School, but I believe you when you say you'll find the open teammate. Is she the leading assist in the history of school, too, maybe? Got to be close.
Yes, I think so.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Not surprised. That's impressive. Go ahead with your Christmas questions, Travis.
Well, I wanted to get to the one in practice. Do you have a favorite drill that you run in practice?
Chinese.
No. Definitely.
All right. Well, you'll have to maybe explain that one to me a little bit.
Okay, so basically we split up in teams, and it's a drill. There's no fouls, no nothing. You just got to play through it all.
Okay.
It's basically football.
Yeah.
I like that. Build some toughness. Do we still do 11-man fast break over there at Lawrenceburg High School? Anybody do that?
Definitely.
That was my favorite back in the day, but I digress. All right. I do have some Christmas questions I want to get to. So Christmas Day, are we watching Christmas movies or NBA basketball or neither? Where are we at? Go around the table.
Or both. It's a long day.
It is a long day. What are we watching on Christmas? Tristan?
I usually watch, like, the Heatmeister and the Snowmeister. You know what I'm talking about?
I do not, but that sounds great. Juliana?
I don't like Christmas movies. I'm one of those people.
I don't care for them.
I like Christmas.
Either.
I just don't really care for them. So it's probably whatever my dad wants, which probably would be Westerns.
All right. That's not bad. All right.
I usually get stuck watching the Harry Potter marathon because my family's obsessed with it, and I kind of just have to deal with it because it's what they like.
All right.
I'm one of those people that eat and sleep, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of movies going on, but you will not see me over there sitting in the
No takers for the NBA games. Coach, you got something you like to watch?
Well, the Whites definitely will catch. We will watch Elf. Okay. It's just kind of a tradition, but yes, I will watch them NBA, without a doubt.
All right, and is there one thing that you guys want for Christmas? What's on the list? Is there one particular thing that you want? It can be a, you know, EIAC championship. I don't know. Take your pick.
A phone, Macy. You got a phone sitting right in front of.
That's the iPhone 13.
It's iPhone 13X.
Macy needs a new phone. All right, let's go around the table here.
Go ahead, Tristan.
Santa Claus bringing you, ladies.
I don't even know what I want.
You had a week to figure it out.
Maybe that wasn't the
I guess
the
some best. Money because I'm kind of broke right now.
That's all right.
Hopefully my dad's listening, so a new car.
Shooting her shot.
I just want clothes.
That's not bad. That's what I told my mom today. I just want some new hoodies.
Hey, I know we're running short on time here, Double T, but we do have one more guest here with the Lady Tigers. And hey, like most great assistant coaches that do their work behind the scenes, I've got them on my staff. I've been one myself. Trish McCain's in the house here. If she's not going to step up, you can step up, Trish, and talk about how much fun you have with these girls, or I'm going to give Coach White to Florida to talk about his staff a little bit before we wrap it up.
Trish is awesome. She is Lady Tiger basketball. She's been around forever. The whole staff, Eric Hostetler, Jason Reeder, Coach Kanega helps us out. I mean, we have a lot of great coaches, and you know as well as I do, Coach, that we can't do what we do if you don't have the help that we have. And our staff is awesome, and they love these kids just like their own. And you know, it's great to see the relationships that get built. So great people. But Trish, without a doubt, is somebody that I've known for a long time. I consider a great friend.
You going to run her some suicides for not stepping up to the mic here on crunch time?
She had already asked to not be put on the spot.
Well, I apologize, Trish, but you and we'll talk about our program in detail in another show. You and the staff deserve the credit you get. I know you're a big part of all the success. And like Coach said, you've been around a long, long time, and it's neat to see you still doing a great job and being a part of this huge success. So she was here. I had to, Travis.
No, that's good. That's a good way to end it. And Coach White, ladies, appreciate you coming down and joining us for Crunch Time yet again. You've been awesome on the show for a couple years now.
Thank you guys for having us, and we appreciate all the support you give us.
Saturday at Rushville.
That's right.
Boys are at Rushville
Tigers.
Friday, Double T.
Let's eat.
You heard them. Let's eat. It's Eagle Country 99.3.